Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's a new morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in May. It's a new dawning, brand new mercy, yesterday's gone.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking about living with Jezebel. It is an author interview with Miko Marsh. Well, many are familiar with the biblical character known as Jezebel. Her name has become something of a tag used to describe a woman deemed to be of shameless or immoral background. Nowadays, you know, we would call her maybe a tramp, a thot, even that type of person, right? So in reality, the woman was a malignant narcissist, and we've been using that word a lot in today's vocabulary. Her actions have become a blueprint for narcissism and include terms we recognize today, such as smear campaigns, character assassination, gaslighting, and so on. Yep, so if you read that blog post about gaslighting, I did, you're already in the know. So you're ahead of the game. Today, like I said, we're going to talk with author Miko Marsh, and she is the author of Living with Jezebel, and let me give you the full title, Living with Jezebel, An In-Depth Look at the Queen of Narcissism, Her Tactics, and Three Generations of Destruction. I don't know about you, but that is an awesome title. So let's go on and bring Miko on. Hello, good morning, Miko. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Good morning, Dr. Angela. I appreciate the time you set aside to allow me to come on and visit with you. I've got a chance to hear
you,
so I'm just excited.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm so glad that you do. I'm so glad that you enjoy the show. And the thing is that I love doing this. I really and truly love speaking with people and spending time with people and really shining a light on all of the awesomeness that people do. And, you know, you've heard me say then that we don't have to turn down our own light in order for someone else to shine. We can all shine together. Right. And that's what I want to definitely do today. So your book. Now, on a side note, yes, everyone, I have read this book and it is a good book. And I have done a review on it. And it was great. I'm not blowing smoke, because you guys know if it's not good, I'm going to tell you that it's not good. But I may be gentle. You know, I'll be gentle in my delivery, constructive criticism, but it is definitely a good book. So, Miko, if you would please, can you tell everyone, what is your book about?
Living with Jezebel is basically a description of the life of Queen Jezebel, King Ahab's wife, from the time we see her through her great-grandchild. And we're following her life as a way of using her as an example to explain what narcissism is and show how it's used. Because, you know, as you know, you hear it a lot and people are saying, oh, that person's a narcissist. I'm like, okay, but do they fit these typical characteristics? So it's kind of a Bible study for those who are interested to go through, you know, Kings and Chronicles and the lineages and stuff like that to kind of help that keep that straight. But at the same time, if you're unfamiliar with it, you've never lived with a narcissist. You've never had the, I wouldn't say pleasure, the experience of, you know, having them, you know, use all their their wiles and everything on you, then you're kind of like, well, what are y'all talking about? Why is it such a problem? Mm-hmm. You know, so I tried to put that in for folks. And specifically for those that are unfamiliar with the Bible, you know, may have even never picked it up, I have kind of like cheat sheets. You know, so we have the lineage, you have like the family tree, so you can follow and keep the name straight, especially since some of them repeat. You know, you have the table that shows the kingdoms, and I try to give a background up front so that when I'm talking about it, you're not completely lost talking about Israel versus the people of Israel and northern and southern kingdoms. So that's kind of what that is.
Now, you guys, it is such a good book. Now, the therapist in me is saying, I have to tell you what being a narcissist is, because we do talk about mental health on the show as well. And if you suffer from a narcissistic personality disorder or NPD, it is something that needs to be diagnosed by your therapist. But most people kind of know it when they see it. It is a long-term pattern. It is usually diagnosed in men more often than in women, but women can suffer from it as well. Usually they have feelings of exaggerated feelings of importance. Many people talk about grandiose, excessive need for admiration, a lack of understanding of other people's feelings and how they fit into the puzzle. They have an inability to handle criticism. Just, I'm telling you, you know it when you see it, and just that very brief description, someone's going, oh, yeah, I know someone who's a narcissist. Yep, you probably do, but we'll leave it at that. So that's the type of personality that we're talking about when we're talking about Jezebel. The next question that I have for you, Miko, is why did you decide to write about such a topic? Was it that you really wanted to tell people about Jezebel, or was it more so the mental health aspect? What sparked the idea?
Honestly, I had no intention of writing the book. I had a very basic, I wouldn't primary, pre-primary even, like preschool understanding of what narcissism was when I went through school. But, you know, because I had worked in like some of the facilities, I was direct care. So we dealt with people that were suicidal, homicidal. So my job was to run up and down the halls and keep people from killing themselves. So we didn't have time to be concerned that people were excited and were looking for admiration. We were trying to build them up, you know. So as life was progressing, I kept seeing people talk about this Jezebel spirit, and then they talk about narcissism. And as I would listen to people talk and I would think about my experiences, I was like, oh, wait, they're putting them together. So what had happened was this year, I was like, okay, I'm going to put a blog together and I'm going to start talking about some of the things I did. And then I would look at, I would just try to pull some stuff from Jezebel. And then I was like, wait, hold on. This lines up. So I decided to start from the beginning. And I was like, whoa. I mean, like, it literally knocked the wind out of me. I was, it just, like, exhausted me going through it. I was like, all these flashbacks and everything. I was like, I cannot believe that this has been here this whole time. And we have not known it. And I hadn't seen anybody do that side-by-side comparison to say, this is what she did here, and this is how you'll see this in real life, and these are things to look for, and this is how it's going to likely affect you. You know, like, I had heard Elijah was bipolar. You know, they always said, oh, he's depressed, and he was happy one moment. No, the man was suffering from PTSD. I'm like, look at what he was going through. Look who's after him. It doesn't matter what he's trying, he's going through it. And she's still coming after him. I was like, oh, you know, and I was like, okay, thank you. You know, and I just kind of felt like the light was turned on. And I'm like, let me put this out here for everybody else. So, you know, instead of just saying, okay, you have narcissistic traits or whatever, like, no, this is what I'm looking for, and I can expect this. And this is the type of stuff that we all tend to have in common as being on the receiving end of what they're doing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. No, really, when you sit down And I'm going to say this real quick before we go to break. When you can really sit down and you see the personality traits of the people that are in the Bible, boy, does it really and truly come to life. And you're able, especially if you're a really good storyteller, you're able to explain and do like you did with that side by side and go, do you guys see this? So there's another reason, yet another reason to read the Bible, because I'm telling you, there's a little bit of everything in there, a little bit of every personality type, a little bit of something for everyone. Well, listeners, don't you go anywhere. We need to take a short break, but when we get back, we will continue this interview with Miko Marsh. We'll be back right after this.
Do you know how much you're paying annually in hidden fees to manage your 401k? A 2% fee will eat away half of your 401k over 30 years, and average fees are an astounding 3 to 5%. So is your 401k a benefit or a liability? Is there a better way to save for retirement? One without hidden fees, taxes, or stock market losses? There is. Find out how you can save your family's financial future by calling Wade Taylor at 818-860-0661 or visit iwanttohelpfamilies.com and click on Retire with Dignity.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking about living with Jezebel, an author interview with Miko Marsh. Now, Miko, we only have a few minutes left in the show. So I want to be able, I have so many questions for you, but I know that you're not able to stay for a real long day today. But, you know, If there was one or two things that you wanted someone to take away from your book, what are those one or two nuggets that you hope people can gain from your book?
I think the biggest, let's see, there's so many.
Right? It's hard when it's it's a lot of stuff.
Oh, like, okay. I guess the idea is that this is not new. And it's not a matter of, I just don't love them enough. And if we just show them enough love, and I think that's one of the things that's frustrating with me. It's like, we've been told that we can just love everybody into something. I'm like, no, this is spiritual. And realistically, you must follow the guidance of the Lord when you are dealing with this entity, because we are not talking about some low level person. This is something that has built up in this person for decades. It is rooted and strong. So you must figure out where your position is. Are you Elijah and you speak and you say and then you leave? Or are you Jehu and you go and you depose? You know? So it's not something that you just willy-nilly and just think that, you know, you could say the right things and it's just gonna be. This is, you know, you can use your tools that people give you, therapists, calm you down, everything else, but this is really a spiritual battle. So you must treat it like that.
Such a wonderful
and,
nugget.
And, and you still have a life after that, you know? It's like, it's not, it'll be all.
And thank you for saying, you know, this is something that has been going on for a long time. You know, this isn't somebody just wakes up and decides, you know, I think I'm going to be like this. You see the characteristics, you see those traits starting to develop. And it's just a shame that people have to be this way. I'm so glad that you put it out there for everyone to be able to read up on it. It will allow us to not only become familiar with this particular personality in our Bible, but also be more aware of this personality trait, this person, this being, this type in our world today, and be able to understand that there are things that we can and cannot do and how we need to, how to deal with those folks. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Miko. I really appreciate your being one. Listeners, if you want to get a copy, of course it's on Amazon. Yes, yes, yes. I wouldn't have anyone on if their book wasn't on Amazon. So you, and her name is Miko Marsh, and it's M-I-K-O Marsh, M-A-R-S-H. Thank you again, Miko, for being on with us.
Thank you for having me. Y'all have a good evening. Bye-bye.
And listeners, bye-bye. Listeners, you have an awesome, awesome, awesome week as well. And as usual, may you continue to see God's grace and mercy in all that you do. May he shine his face upon you. Until next time, everyone, remember to shine your light and have a great week. Bye-bye.